Hi, I'm Rowan Negron, and this is your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Now we blow bubbles.
And fight crime.
Feels good.
So, welcome back to my podcast. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, coolest man fan of all, Queens, New York. Oh man, we've got a very cute week this week. It's sunny outside today, but no clouds in sight, and it's a little bit cold out today. So if I were you, warm up those legs, people, because it's as cold as a cucumber. And yeah, because Thanksgiving is this week, and I am so excited. So yeah, and I cannot wait for this episode. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and yeah. That's about it. Oh, excuse me. Where are my manners? I'm your host, Marilyn Negron. Recap Henry Danger and Danger Force, which is the Henry Danger Universe and the HGU. And I recap both of these lovely shows. This episode is going to blow you away. So, and I hope I made your day a little bit better with this podcast. Is because who doesn't want a Henry Danger podcast to start their day? Am I right? But, yeah, just sit back, relax, enjoy the show. And I hope you have a great time. So, yeah, whatever you're on the United States across the pond, thank you for your time. And I hope you enjoy it. So, yeah. So before we get started to this podcast, I would just like to say to 125,000 of you have listened to this. You have guys are nuts. And we just reached our next goal. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Couldn't have done it without you. So I love you. And that's what that matters. So 150 is the next goal. So let's go and get it. So, yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, make sure you put the post notifications on my stories to get notified when a new podcast goes up. So, yeah. So let's get on to this podcast. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Topics of the Week. Okay, Topics of the Week. This week is Thanksgiving, and you know what that means. On Thursday, the traditional, it's the Macy's, annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which I am so excited for. I always turn into this every Thanksgiving, and it's awesome and amazing with balloons and artists that we all know and love, and we get to celebrate it with the ones we love. So make sure you get up in the morning, because Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is going to be awesome, and it's going to be amazing. Cannot wait to see the show, and I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, first of all, and make sure you watch the parade. So it's going to be awesome, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and I cannot wait to see it. So see you guys there. And this Sunday is an annual tradition, is because the Wonderful World of Disney Magical Holiday Celebration is this Sunday. So I am so excited for it as well, because not only I get to watch the show, it brings back artists to the Disney parks to celebrate the classics of the ones we love, to sing these songs, only that to give us park updates, and it's just so exciting to see. And it's hosted by Derek and Julianne Hough again this year, so I love the Huffs. They're always so entertaining to watch, and it's just so awesome what they can do. But yeah, so make sure you watch this Sunday at 8, 7 Central, only on ABC. So it's going to be a great time. Make sure you have kiddos around if they're big fans of Disney. So I'm going to be watching. So make sure you watch the Wonderful World of Disney Magical Holiday Celebrations this Sunday, 7 Central, only on ABC. So make sure you get those kiddos for your Disney ears, just because it's holidays around here when it's Disney nerds. So yeah, it's going to be awesome. Okay, so I'm going to recap episode 16, season 4 of Henry Danger, Spelling Bee Hard. Oh boy, Captain Man can't even spell to save his life, but Dr. Maniac is in this thing as well. But how did they did it? Well, you gotta stay tuned to find out about that now, won't we? So, yeah, so this episode's gonna be fun, it's gonna be amazing, and I hope you like it, and yeah, so it's gonna be fun, and it's gonna be an amazing episode. Oh my god, would you go and look at the time? Gonna go and set up for this Henry Danger episode. So, yeah, so keep it up with the plays, guys. 125,000, that means a lot to me. And our next goal is 150,000, so let's go. Sorry, so thank you guys, and I couldn't have done it without you. So, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And the next, and the episode is about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3,000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I'm going to recap episode 16, season 4 of Henry Danger, Spelling Bee Hard. Oh my gosh, this episode is crazy, it is insane, and Dr. Mayak is challenging Captain Man to a spelling bee, which he can spell to save his life. But, yeah, it's an all crazy thing from here. If you've seen this episode, then it's an all different ballgame from there. And something in the end, Captain Man really does something for Charlotte at the end. But, yes, if you've seen this episode, it's fine. If you haven't seen it, well, you're in for a treat. And, this episode is good. It is crazy. It's absolutely insane. And you're going to love this episode. And I guarantee it that much. So, yeah, so I just wanted to sit back, relax, enjoy this episode. And I hope you have a great time as much as I do. And most importantly, this episode is going to be freaking nuts. So I just want to say, this is going to be the best episode of all time. This is one of my favorites. And hope you like it as much as I do. So it's going to be good and it's going to be insane. So, yeah. So, man fans, and to parents who have kids who are man fans, if you turn on the speaker, whatever device that you have, it's because this episode's about to blow you away. And if you've already done that, congratulations. So, yeah. So, let's get this party started. And, let's begin. Okay. So, there are two scenes involved in this. And it's the man cave and junk and stuff. And we see Captain Man and Kid Danger talking to each other. It zooms out. And then Captain Man says next to Kid Danger, haha, you know, I mean, that's why some people have to wear a helmet in the shower. The Kid Danger laughing along says, ha, it makes sense. It makes sense, dude. It makes sense. Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger said, now, Kid Danger and I are going to be live streaming for about another 20 minutes. So, cut to Kid Danger is like, yep. And so the name of our next video caller is, and looked at the laptop, looked at all the calls, Piper was one of them, and it goes to the initials, and says, cut to both of them and said, J.D. Cut to Captain and said, He said, J.D. He said, could be initials. To Captain Man looking at, Kid Danger looking at Captain Man said, there's only one way to find out. Cut to him going to the monitor and cut to Jasper, which was of course next to the monitor, say, hey, Captain Man, Kid Danger, it's, and somehow Captain Man charged the call right away. The Captain Man next to Kid Danger said, he said, sorry about that. He said, seems like we had a technical problem there. And cut to Jasper said, next to Arlen and Schwa's watching from the jock and stuff. And Jasper said, why does he keep disconnecting me? Cut to Charlotte and said, Schwa said, probably because you keep calling him. Shooing Charlotte away while Jasper and Charlotte watch. Kid said, all right. We got another video call who goes by the name Mr. E. Person. Cut to Captain Man said, ooh, Mr. E. Person. And go to zoom out with both of them. Kid Danger pressed the button and Dr. Mayak is on the screen and said, it is I, said Dr. Mayak. Cut to all three of them and Jock and stuff, who couldn't believe it. To Captain Man next to Kid Danger. And Captain Man said, oh, mystery person. I get it. Kid Danger's like, yeah. Cut to Dr. Mayak and cut to Captain Man next to Kid Danger said, what do you want, Mayak? To Dr. Mayak said, to challenge you, Captain Man. To all three of them, Kid Danger looked at the screen while looking at Captain Man and said, he wants to challenge you. Cut to Captain Man next to him. Kid Danger said, said, challenge accepted. Cut to Dr. Mayak, who's confused, said, what? But you don't even know what my challenge is. To Captain Man said, next to Kid Danger said, don't care, because I can beat you at anything. Cut to Dr. Mayak and cut to Kid Danger said, ha! So, he said, what is your big challenge for Captain Man? Captain Man next to him said, yeah, what do you want to lose to me at? Oh, I shan't lose, he said, because I challenge you, Captain Man, to a contest of spelling. Cut to all Jasper and Charlotte and Schwaz being confused. Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger being confused. And Captain Man said, spelling? Dr. Maniac said, yes. Perhaps you know that the Suave usually spelling bee takes place next Friday. And cut to Charlotte realizing next to Jasper and Schwaz and said, uh-oh. And cut to her going to the back. Cut to Jasper and said, wait. He said, where are you going? Just want to say, shh, when you gotta go, you gotta go. Got to her going to the back, pressing the elevator button. The elevator opens, she goes in it. Captain Jack Dominiak said, you and I should both enter the B. Cut to all three of them, cut to Dr. Dominiak and said, and when it's over, the entire world shall see which one of us is the winner. Cut to both of them, cut to Dr. Dominiak again, which is a loser. Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger. Kid Danger said, Captain Man said, fine. He said, let's do it. To Captain Man interrupted because, no, I'm sorry. Can you please hold? Cut to him pressing the hold button. Captain said, huh, what? Kid Danger's like, move, 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 move. And somehow he dragged Captain Man off out of a seat and walked towards the elevator. He said, what? Why are you pushing me? And cut to Kid Danger and next to him, Captain Man said, he said, Bray. He said, you can't spell. Captain Man said, what do you mean I can't spell? Cut to Kid Danger said, I mean, I've read your text and emails and you're a terrible speller. Cut to the elevator dinging, the door opens, and cut to Charlotte about to go talk to them. Said, you guys? And she got stopped by Captain Man and said, just a second. To both of them said, I find your comments offensive. To Kid Danger with a cold hard look on his face and said, well, I'm sorry. Cut to all three of them. Captain Man said, you're just mean to me sometimes. Cut to Kid Danger next to Captain Man said, all right, okay, spell sometimes. Captain Man's looking at him and said, what? Kid Danger's like, spell sometimes. Captain Man said, okay. Said, S? Kid Danger said, all right, mm-hmm. And Captain Man said, you? Captain he's like, wrong. Cut to him walking away. And cut to Captain Man said, right, what? Cut to Charlotte being confused on that. Cut to Captain Man said, well, that... Cut to both of them and said, well, that was a tricky one. Kid Danger said, it really wasn't, dude. Cut to Charlotte said, hey! He said, can I please say something? So all three of them cut to Captain Man and said, Captain Man and Kid Danger were both looking at her. Captain Man said, what? What? He said, yes, what, what? Charlotte said, you can't do this. The Captain Man next to Kid Danger said, why? Charlotte said, cuz I'm going to be in the spelling bee. So Captain Man pointing at her while next to Kid Danger and said, you? Charlotte said, yeah, I've won the last 3 years in the row. If I win this year, I'll be the first Swavulian ever to win 4 years straight. And cut to Captain Man looking at her, cut to Kid Danger, cut to looking at Charlotte again. And she said, oh, Charlotte. And he spins around her and said, Charlotte, Charlotte, Charlotte. And he turns back to 360, looked at her again and said, do you ever think about anybody but yourself? Cut to Charlotte, who's confused, like, what? Captain Man said, I can't help this one thing. Cut to Kid Danger, said, he just wants this one thing. And cut to all of them, cut to Captain Man going to one side, and you, as my friend, you won't let me have just one moment in the sun to beat Dr. Maniac at spelling. Kid Danger said, just one sunny moment. Cut to both of them, cut to Charlotte, said, but the guidance counselor at school would be great for me if I... To Man said, great for you? He said, for you... For you... See? For you, must it... It all be about you, Charlotte. Cut to Charlotte, said, okay. He said, fine. He said, I'm sorry. Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger, said, like, I hope so. Cut to both Captain Man and Kid Danger stepping back, going back to the chairs and sitting down. Cut to Charlotte being so confused on that. And cut to Kid Danger did the on-hold button. Cut to back to Dr. Maniac. Cut to Captain Man said, so, hi, we're back. Cut to Kid Danger. Cut to Dr. Maniac said, it's about time. Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger said, and I accept your challenge. Cut to Dr. Maniac and cut to Captain Man said, next to Kid Danger said, so, he said, what's the bet? Dr. Maniac said, the bet is, whatever us loses the spelling bee, must ride a child's tricycle all the way from Swellview, he said, to California, he said, and back. And cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger, who didn't see that comment, and said, I was not expecting that. And cut to Kid Danger said, yeah, pretty weird bet, dude. Captain Man said, but I ain't gonna lose, so... I said, but I ain't gonna lose. So I said, you got a bet, Minyak. So Dr. Minyak said, ah, I said, lovely. And you just wait, Captain Man. The Captain Man in danger, but Dr. Minyak said, you will lose. And while you're trying to go to California and back, I shall somehow Captain Man ends the call. The Kid Danger's like, ha! The Kid Danger said, he had much more to say, but you didn't care. The Captain Man said, nope. And Captain Kisaro said, well, I guess I'll just call this B-board and tell him I'm not going to compete this year. She was about to go to the elevator. Captain Man and Kid Danger stopped her, and Captain Man said, no. Kid Danger's like, no, don't. And cut to her turning around, cut to both of them and said, don't do that. Kisaro said, but I thought you don't want me to win. Both of them, Captain Man said, well, I don't. He said, he doesn't. Cut to Charlotte and cut to Captain Man said, I want you to lose on purpose so I can win. Charlotte said, fine. And cut to his hand, and he clapped his hand and said, you can help make sure that Demniak doesn't cheat. And Charlotte said, wait. Cut to Charlotte said, you're a terrible speller. He said, how are you going to win? Cut to Man said, oh. With his relaxing pose, he said, oh, I'm going to cheat. And Kid Danger said, he's going to cheat good. Cut to the both of them. And that's about it. And the Henry Danger theme song comes on. And that's the end of part one. Now here's part two. There are two more scenes involved in this. In Swabby City Hall and the Man Cave. And we get to the Swabby City Hall. They're minding their own business, having a good time. And somehow we see Schwaz getting ready with his contraptions. And somehow cut to the Calaveri News team member with Trent and Mary. And cut to... And he said, hey, Trent. Mary, you're on in about, 12 seconds. Cut to Trent over on and said, thanks. And Mary Gaberman said, hello! My name is Mary Gaberman. And this is Swabia's 42nd National Annual Spelling Bee. Cut to the team member who's confused and looked at her. Cut to Trent, annoying Mary like always. And cut to Kayla via one news team member and said, and cut to Piper who was there, of course. And said, we're live in 4, 3, 2. And the intro music plays. Cut to Trent Overunder next to Mary and said, hello and welcome. I'm Trent Overunder. And this is the Swabia's 42nd Annual Spelling Bee. Cut to the audience and cut to the contestants. And said, this year we have 5 bright final young finalists. The contestants and cut to the both of them. And also, oddly, 2 adult men. First, Swabia's very own superhero, Captain Man. Cut to Captain Man who's getting up and with his superhero moves. And cheers and applause. Cut to Piper getting up and said, go, Captain Man! And cut to Charlotte's like, giving her the look and said, really? Cut to Piper said, oh! And Charlotte. And he's like, gee, thanks, look. And cut to Captain Man gets sitting back down. And can turn over on and said, and our final contestant is 4-time convicted felon Dr. Hiroshio T. Minyak. And they're booing, hissing. Cut to Swatch watching and cut back to the city hall. And cut to him sitting back down. And Mary Gaberman said, stick around. Cut to both of them. It's because after the short break, we'll be right back. And cut to the KLVY News team members said, okay, everybody, we're back in live in 2 minutes. And cut to Henry and Jasper going about to go in with their bags. And Henry stopped Jasper and said, all right, yo, before we go, let's do a quick cheat check. And cut to Jasper, cheat check, let's do it. And they dropped the bags and they squatted, opened the bags to look what's inside. Okay, Henry said, so, we want Ray to spell the letter G. He said, what starts with treat? Jasper said, Polly said, good. And he pulled it out and said, grapefruit. Henry said, yeah. Good. Cut to Jasper said, okay, so if you want Ray to say the letter E, you hold up, and cut to Henry with popping out an egg and said, egg! Jasper said, nice! And come out to this, like, swap you team hall member. And he was looking at his phone and cuts at Ray and Jasper not doing anything at all whatsoever. And he just went past by them. And cuts at, and Henry looked about and said, all right, dude, let's, go. Jarrett grabbed two items and said, I. He was N. With the plate of nachos, which was so classic. And Jasper grabbed two items and said, aha. And said, O. K. And he grabbed an orange and a ketchup. And Harry said, ah. And cut to Henry and Jasper getting up. And cut to the adult man and said, hey. And cut to Henry and said, hey. And cut to the adult man and said, could I have some of that ketchup to put on my finger? And cut to Jasper and said, looked at Henry and looked at him and said, what? No. Henry said, get out of here, guy. And cut to Henry and Jasper just looking at him while he was sucking his finger and said, why are you sucking your finger for? And cut to them both going into the door. And cut to Henry and Jasper walking in behind him. And cut to the contestants. Cut to Henry and Jasper looking for a seat. And somehow he still, and Henry saw Piper, which was perfect. And he said, oh, Piper. Cut to Piper. Cut to Henry. Said, oh, hey, Piper. I said, perfect. Piper said, yeah. I said, hi. Cut to Henry. Said, and Jasper said, hey, can you sit on that side? And he pointed onto the other side. And cut to Piper looking. Cut to all of them. He said, so me and Jasper could sit together. And cut to Piper being the annoying sister that she is and said, no. And cut to Henry next to Jasper and said, what? No. But me and Jasper want to sit together. To Piper and said, not my problem. Cut to Henry, who's being irritated. And cut to next to Jasper and said, but we were just gonna. Cut to Jasper stopping him and said, you're just. And to Piper, all of them, and cut to Kelly White, new team member on the stage, and said, 10 seconds, everyone. Please take your seats now. Cut to all three of them are arguing. Henry said, Piper, just move. And Jasper's stopping Henry and said, hey. He said, I'm not gonna. Henry said, why does that matter? To Jasper next to Henry said, hey. He said, it's all right. We could just split up. Henry said, finally a minute, and said, fine. And Jasper said, all right. And somehow, Jasper took a seat next to Piper while Henry found a seat next to some other kids. And he pushed her out of the way and said, pardon me. Coming through. He's like, sorry. And so he was sitting down, and somehow the bag was on the other side of the dune. And he pulled the bag out of the dune and said, sorry. And come out to Jasper and cut to Henry again. Kill Everybody News team member said, in four. He said, three. Two. And cut to Trent Overall and Mary again and said, and we are back here at the Swabia Spelling Bee. To Jasper and cut to Henry and said, where things are just about to get underway. And cut to Mary next to Trent Overall and said, that's right, Trent. And this is tradition. The first race goes to the winner of last year's Spelling Bee. Cut to Charlotte getting up and goes to the microphone. Cut to both of them and said, Charlotte Peggy. Her next to Trent. Cut to the audience and cut to Charlotte. And said, and Charlotte Page. And he said, it's the same every year. Cut to Trent over on next to Mary Gaberman and said, okay, Charlotte, your word is, he said, imbecile. Cut to Charlotte, cut to Trent and said, imbecile. To Charlotte said, imbecile. He said, I-M-B-E-C-I-L-E. He said, imbecile. Turn over on the next to Mary and said, that is correct. She dinged the bell and the applause started to come. And she sat down. Turn over on said, okay. Next up is, we said, Carlos Calderon. He went up and went to the microphone. Such a cute kid. He said, Carlos. He said, your word is cut to Schwaz and said, Schwaz to Henry and Jasper. cut to Jasper, and then to Henry. Said, Schwaz to Henry and Jasper. He said, cut to Schwaz. Are you guys ready for the sound check? Henry said, yep. He said, go. Schwaz said, okay. He said, and he screamed and said, hey! And someone, Henry and Jasper just fell down. He said, this is a sound check! And while they were getting up from the scream, he said, I cried and cried. And so my mother gave in and brought me a souvenir from the gas station. They both got up and cut to Henry looking at the woman and said, shh. And he pointed and said, Carlos. Cut to Carlos and said, souvenir. S-O-U-V-E-N-I-R. He said, souvenir. Cut to turnover on the next to Mary and said, correct. And she dinged the bell. The audience gave them him applause. And cut to Dr. Mia said, ooh, way to go, Carlos. Cut to Carlos giving the look and then sit down. Cut to turnover and said, okay. And now we have Dr. Mignac. The crowd booing, boo. Cut to Schwaz back and Chuck and stuff. Whatever. And then cut back to the life thing. Cut to Dr. Mignac said, finally, I'm right. And somehow he found that the mic was too low for him. And he went to their level and said, oh. He said, I'm ready. Come turn over on it and said, terrific. He said, your word is prodigious. Prodigious. And he got interrupted by Dr. Mayak said, P-R-O-G-I-T-I-O-U-S. Cut to Captain Man being shocked. And cut to Schwaz being in shock. And everybody's in shock. Prodigious. And that was correct. And cut to Captain Man being in shock. And cut to him sitting down. And cut to turn over and said, hey, I'm the one who gets to say if it's correct. Cut to Dr. Maniac sitting up. And cut to turn over and back to Mary and said, that is correct. And Mary rang the bell. Ding! And no one gave a clap for him. Cut to turn over the next to Mary and said, now to spell his first word of the B. It was a Captain Man. And there was a cheers for him. And he went to the microphone. Cut to turn over on Rudder and said, your word is hypotenuse. The Captain Man said, of course. It was a hypotenuse. It was a similar to rhinoceros. Cut to both of them and cut to Captain Man and said, I believe hypotenuse is spelled. Cut to Watson and said, H. Cut to Henry taking out the honey. Zoomed in. It was a honey H. Cut to Dr. Maniac. Cut to Schwaz again and said, why? Cut to Henry getting out his yogurt. He said, why? P? And some man taking out a pear. P? O? And some Henry just got out the orange and just like, oh. And Schwaz says, T. Man's got the, and Henry's got the T food item. And the man said, T. Captain Man said, E. Schwaz says, E. And Jasper looked at the egg. Took out the egg and Captain Man said, E. Cut to Schwaz says, N. Cut to Henry getting out the food item with the N. Henry said, with the nachos and said, N. Schwaz says, U. Cut to Jasper with a cup with an umbrella on it and said, U. Schwaz says, S. And cut to Henry with the sausages out. The man said, S. And Schwaz says, E. And cut to Jasper holding the egg. And Captain Man said, E. And cut to Schwaz celebrating. He was like, yes! And Captain Man said, hypotenuse. Turned over and said, That is quite correct. And Marion went in the drawer. Ding! And there was a cheers cut to Jasper applauding, cut to Henry applauding as well. And cut to the montage and cut to Isabel and said, montage. M-O-N-T-A-G-E. He said, montage. Mary ring the bell. Ding! To Charlotte and said, F-A-F-L-A-M-B-E. Flamble. To Mary ring the bell. Ding! Kushwa says, good. To Carla said, M-O-N-I-U-M. Delubulamonium. And cut to Trent and Mary with a sad look on their face. And she rang the buzzer. Buzz. Cut to Carlos, who was so sad and walked off. Cut to Dr. Maniac on the phone. He said, just a moment. S-U-B-T-E-R-F-U-G-E. Subterfuge. He said, thank you. It's like, ding. And cut to Catherine being so mad. And he said, yes, I got another one right. Cut to Ketchum and said, I. And cut to Jasper with the apple and said, A. And cut to Henry with the lemon. Ketchum said, L. And he did the little mic stand thing and said, marsupial. Mary rang the bell. Ding. And cut to Joe and said, B-L-A-F-H-E-R-W. And all of a sudden, Dr. Maniac flinged a little rubber band at Joe. And he said, ah, oh! Dr. Maniac, wrong! He said, oh! Dr. Maniac said, but the next letter is H. But he's wrong. Now buzz him out! Cut to Trent and Mary. Cut to Dr. Maniac said, buzz him! Cut to Mary buzzing him out. Joe being upset. Cut to Charlotte said, P-U-S. I-L-L-A-N. And Charlotte saw it coming. And somehow she took the mic and hit him in the nose. Dr. Maniac said, ow! And so he got stunned and went back to his seat. Charlotte said, I-M-O-U-S. Perlicinimus. And Mary did her thing. Ding! And Catherine said, M! And said, you! And cut to Jasper with the umbrella and said, you! Schwa says, M. And Henry took it out with the one with the M. Cut to Catherine and said, M. Sharp and Asinum. And cut to Mary with a ding. Ding. Cut to the cheers. And said, Charlotte said, yes. And cut to Isabella said, N-A-U-G. Somehow Dr. Maniac just grabbed the bear. And Isabella was completely in shock. And cut to Trent over on Sergeant Dr. Maniac and said, you're next. And cut to Isabella and back into reality. Turn over and said, Isabella, please finish the word. So Isabella said, what was the word again? Cut to turn over and next to Mary and said, sorry, we're not allowed to refresh your memory. I said, Mary, and she buzzed her. And she was upset and she walked out. And cut to Mary Gabriel and would turn over and said, and we're finally down to our three final finalists. Cut to the audience cheering. Cut to Charlotte and Dr. Miyak and Captain Man waving. And cut to turn over on next to Mary and say, we sure are, Mary. But since it's been 5 hours since we took a break, we wouldn't want to visit the restroom. Now would be up. And somehow all the people got up, including Henry, went to the restroom. And somehow Captain Man, Charlotte, and Dr. Miyak went to the restroom as well, alongside Mary and Trent Overata. And cut to Piper next to Jasper. I'm starving. Said, give me some of your food. And Jasper took it away from her and said, no, dude. Like, what are you doing? And cut to Piper and said, dude. And Jasper said, you can't eat my apple. And Piper said, fine. Then give me that egg. And she was about to eat the egg. He took it away from her as well and said, no. Are you insane? Okay, A and E are two of these countries' most popular vowels. And cut to Piper said, what are you saying? Cut to KLFY News team member who is seeing this, them arguing. He said, hey. He said, and he goes to both of them and said, hey. And they both got noticed by him. And he said, no loud talking in the auditorium. Cut to Piper said, yeah. Yeah, fine. Trust me. We're very sorry. About to look the other way. Piper said, now give me my snack. No, Piper. Piper said, will you stop being so stingy? And somehow, Caleb and his team members blew the whistle at him while the team members were back of him. And somehow they got blown off by their eardrums. Caleb and news team members said, go on, show him the door. The team member just dragged Jasper out. Jasper said, what? Piper was grabbed by one as well. Said, oh, come on, seriously? Jasper said, but no, she was taking my stuff. Henry, seeing this, says, this is my stuff. So Henry, stopping him, said, hey, whoa. Jasper said, hey, what's going on here? So Jasper next to Henry said, we're being evicted. Henry said, what? Cut to him getting out the door. To Henry next to her brother said, I wanted one egg. Said, one. Somehow he went the other way and looked, he was confused. And somehow he went to the other way and his stuff was getting eaten by the same dude that they saw earlier. Henry said, hey. So the guy, why are you doing eating my stuff? Cut to the old adult man said, oh, yeah, I thought you left. Cut to Henry being confused and said, what do you mean you thought I left? What does that, what are you doing? And he saw, what he was doing, he said, aw, he said, you opened my yogurt. He said, why would you open my yogurt, man? Cut to an adult man next to him and said, to dip the carrot. Cut to Henry looked at his shirt and said, what is that? What is that right there? He said, is that powdered sugar? He said, Did you eat my donut? And adult man next to him said, yeah. He said, and your pear. He said, what? And the guy gave him the pear quart, and he was like, oh. And somehow he confused look, and he dropped the pear quart with a look on his face. And that's about it. And the Henry, and that's the end of part two. Now here's part three. There are three scenes involved in this: the Swellview City Hall, the Man Cave, and Swellview Parking Lot. And cut back to Trent and Mary. And cut to Trent over on said. And cut back to the City Hall. And cut back to Trent and Mary. He said, and we're back. We said, again. And cut to Mary dinging the bell. Ding! Cut to the audience, cut to the contestants, and cut to Trent and Mary. Trent over on said, we started with seven spellers. Now four of them have been defeated. To the audience, and come back both to them and said, they're gone. And only three remaining to compete for this obvious spelling bee trophy. Cut to Henry on the phone and said, come on, Schwaz. While the spelling bee was going on in the background, cut to Schwaz hearing the phone call. He picked it up and said, hello. He said, I'm Schwaz. Henry said, hey, Schwaz, man, we have a problem. Cut to Schwaz said, what happened? Henry said, Jasper got thrown out of the spelling bee and some guy ate a bunch of my food. Schwaz having a problem and said, then how are you going to help Ray spell words? He's too stupid to spell by himself. Cut to Henry said, that's the problem. Look, if we can't help Ray spell, then we got to find a way to make Dr. Bignac lose. And cut to Schwaz having an idea. Said, ooh, I know what to do. Cut to him with the man cave computer. And he was like, what? He's like, tell me. And he went back to man cave computer, and Schwaz said, okay, after Dr. Mignon spells his next word, you stand up and challenge the spelling. Cut to Henry not getting it. But if he spells it right, why would I challenge it? Schwaz says, because I'm going to change the spelling of whatever word he spells. Cut to Henry and said, dude, you can't change the spelling of a word. Cut to Schwaz said, yes, I can. Cut to Henry and said, how? Cut to Schwaz says, with the internet. Cut to Henry said, cut to Charlotte getting it right, and she sits back down and said, you gotta change the spelling of a word on the entire internet. Schwaz said, yeah, if you let me hang up this telephone. Henry said, all right, okay, bye. Schwaz says, check the spelling. I say, I got it. I will. Okay. I say, hang up. Schwa said, no, you'll hang up first. Henry said, oh my God. And he hung up the phone and he just went back to his seat. Cut to turn over on next to Dr. Mignac. He said, turned over on next to Mary Gaberman and said, Dr. Mignac. Cut to and the crowd boos. Boo! Goes to the microphone and turned over on next to Mary and said, okay, Dr. Mignac, your word is, he said, sensitized. Dr. Mignac said, sensitized. Z-E-I-T-G-E-I-S-T. Sensitized. Cha! To turn over on next to Mary and said, correct. And he just dinged. And as soon as Dr. Mignac was about to sit down, Henry stood up and said, wait. And they all looked at him and said, I challenge. And crowd gasped like, and cut to the KLBY News team member going toward them and said, young man. To Henry cut to the both of them and said, Dr. Mignac spelled the word correctly. To Dr. Mary Gibbonman with her dictionary and said, yeah, it's right here in this dictionary book. To Henry said, right, but the internet is way more up to date than dictionary books. Charlotte cut to Henry said, which are made from trees. Said, am I right? And cut to them, the audience gasping at one another. Cut to Charlotte and cut to Tread Overrun and said, okay, is it Laverb? Please check the words of the gentrified online. And he went to the thing. Cut to Schwartz doing his thing. Said, almost. 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 And the bar is now complete. The computer's beeping. And Laverb, who is the team member, and said, okay, the correct word spelling of sensitized is Z-E-I-T-G-E-I-T. Said a Q. What? Cut to all of them being in shock and confused. Dr. Mignac as well. And Charlotte was... Dr. Mignac said, Q! Was crowd guest said, Swa says, yes! And cut to Henry, who's happy and who sat back down. Dr. Mignac said, yes! We can't forget the final Q in the word Zentia test, qua. And cut to Henry being happy with a look on his face. Turned over on it and said, next to Mary said, all right, it seems that our dictionary book is wrong, which means so is Dr. Mignac. Cut to Mary Gaberman next to him and said, that's right, Trent, calls to the book. And she buzzed him and said, you're out of here! Cut to all of them booing to get out. He said, oh, come on! What sort of bee is this? Cut to him and said, it's the sort of bee that you just lost, Mignac! To him turning around, cut to him and said, better get your tricycle ready to ride to California and back. He said, to Henry, currency, yeah, Mignac. And somehow all of them looked at Henry, confused, and kept them in with a look on his face. He kept to Henry being so quiet, and he said, yeah. And he just sat back down. Dr. Mignac going toward him and said, well, excuse me, Captain Man, but you haven't won this bee yet. If that girl wins, then you'll also lose, and you'll have to pedal with me to California and back. Cut to Captain Man and said, oh, and cut to Henry and said, you're right. Mignac said, ha, 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 yes. Cut to him laughing next to Charlotte. Cut to Trent Overrunner. Cut to Captain Man going to the mic. Cut to turnover and said, okay, Captain Man, your word to spell is pectoral. Captain Man said, pectoral. Okay, no problem. I believe pectoral is spelled. Cut to him looking at Henry. And Henry gave him the look. He couldn't help him from here. And that got him worried. This is it. Say, okay, I got this. I can do this. Okay. Pectoral. Which, obviously, it starts with a P. Who's in? Right? Trent and Mary looked at him. Cut him as a follow. Followed by E. Cut to all different angles of Henry, Trent and Mary, and Ray, and then Captain Man and Schwaz, and said, see? Cut to Schwaz and said, come on! Captain Man said, he said, T? He said, cut to all different angles of each of the people. Who's in? Oh. R. Cut to Mary Gibbs. Just two more letters to go. Next to Trent. Next standing up. Say, hey, she can't tell him that. To turn over on next to Mary and said, I'll allow it. Cut to Catherine and said, and the last two letters of pectoral are A. And somehow Henry found the last thing to get him in time. And somehow Henry put the lemon in front of him. Henry looked at him. And cut to him looking at Dr. Mignac. Then him kind of looking at Charlotte with a sad look on her face. And somehow, he had a frown look on his face. And there was dramatic music involved. And then there was, like, flashbacks of Charlotte winning 3 years in a row. Her winning year one. The cheered echoes. Year two. She won again. And somehow Captain Man was getting happy. And there was year three. And the cheer was echoing again. And somehow the montage ended, and somehow he did this on purpose, and said, W. Charlotte said, she was confused and said, what? Mary Gabriel was like, no! Schwartz said, ah! Cut to Henry, who was being confused, and put the lemon down. Cut to Trent over next to Mary and said, wrong! He said, you're captain, wrong! Cut to Mary, who buzzed him. Somehow, he sat back down. Cut to Dr. Mignac, who was also confused and looked at Captain Man. Cut to Charlotte going to the mic. Cut to Trent over and said, okay, Charlotte, if you can spell pectoral, he said, then you win. Cut to Charlotte and said, P-E-C-T-O-R-A-L. He said, pectoral. Mm-hmm. Cut Charlotte over and said, correct. And Mary dinged her. Somehow all the people gave her, like, her flowers and a crown. He said, comes down, Captain Man clapping his hands, which was so sweet. And Cut Charlotte was crying, which was so beautiful. And Cut Charlotte on the camera and said, thank you. Cut to flowers and a crown. Cut to Henry next to Captain Man and said, well, he said, Captain Man. Cut to Charlotte getting up by one of the members and whoa! He said, yeah! Cut to Henry next to Captain Man and said, you're a good guy. Said, who has to paddle your tricycle to California and back? Cut to Captain Man next to Henry and said, nah. And Henry said, come on, dude. He said, you made a pet. Captain Man said, next to him, he said, yeah, but Mignac's not going to really go through with that, you know? And somehow Henry gave him a look. Somehow he went from a smiley face to a frowny one. And somehow they're in the Swellview parking lot next to Dr. Mignac. And Dr. Mignac put on his glasses and said, to California! And they started riding the tricycles. And the Captain Man said, All right. Listen, this is stupid. Somehow the car just got stuck by it and the car honks. Captain says, ah, shut up. And he tries to go in forward. And somehow Captain Miyak was behind him. Dr. Miyak was behind him. And that's about it. And scene. Woo! Okay, so I just recapped episode 16, season 4 of Henry Danger, spelling be hard. Wow, wow, wow. This episode has to be one of my favorites. I mean, first of all, Captain Man misspelled a word on purpose to let Charlotte win, which I never thought I'd see the day. But I gotta say this, but Captain Man is actually a good guy. When Henry saw the look on his face, he was happy for what Captain Man did. And he gave Charlotte the spotlight, and that was just so sweet of Captain Man. First of all, he could be like a man-child sometimes, but he is a sweet guy. So that was the coolest moment for me. But overall, this episode was good. I loved it so much. It was awesome to watch. And yeah, so it was great for what Captain Man did. And I loved it so much. And I give this episode a 10 out of 10 because it had heart, it had every funniness, and had everything. And I just love this episode is because Captain Man is a really nice guy. So this episode was the coolest. So yeah, I love this episode and I cannot wait to do another one next week. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be good. And yeah, so I cannot wait to do another episode with you guys. So if you loved this episode as much as I did, you probably loved it by now. So yeah, because I love this show so much and I hope you liked this episode as much as I did. And yeah, so that's about it. So yeah, so the next segment is Song of the Week. So stay tuned for that. So yeah, so the next segment is about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there and I love you 3000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I covered this week's topics like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is this Thursday on Thanksgiving, and I am so excited. So I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving this week, and I hope you're thankful for everything. And getting up in the morning, it starts at 9 o'clock this time, which is kind of interesting for me, because not only it starts at 9 p.m., which is kind of interesting for me in my thought, and yeah, so I watch this every single year, and this parade is awesome. It's amazing. We get to see artists from Big Time Rush and Jordan Sparks, who just got off Dancing with the Stars, by the way, and some other artists that we get to see on this floats of the Thanksgiving Day Parade, which I am so excited for. So make sure you turn into the Macy's Annual, 96th Annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade this Thursday at 9 o'clock p.m. only on whatever you can, only on And NBC. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be good. And yeah, so happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And I hope you watch the parade like I do. But when I watch the parade, I do two things. One, get a coffee and a bagel and just relax in the morning. So yeah, so have a great Thanksgiving. And I hope you're thankful for everything. So have a great Thanksgiving. It's going to be really, really great. Also, this Sunday, there's a Disney special called A Wonderful World of Disney Magical Holiday Celebration. And it's hosted by Derek and Julianne Hough, which I love the Huffs. They're always fantastic because they're Dancing with the Stars family. But yeah, they always host it every single year. And not only that, we get artists singing classic holiday songs at the Disney parks. But not only that, they give you park updates as well. So if you have kiddos who love Disney, then this is the tradition for you. So make sure you go and watch it. Disney Magical Holiday Celebration on 8/7 Central. Sunday on 8/7 Central, only on ABC. So if I were you, go and watch it with your family and have a good time. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be good. And yeah, to all the Disney nerds out there, you know what's up. So it's going to be great and it's going to be awesome. So I cannot wait for those. It's going to be amazing. And I recap episode 16, season 4 of Henry Danger, spelling be hard. Wow, wow, wow. We know Captain Man is being a man-child, right? But when he misspelled a word on purpose just to let Charlotte win, that was so heartwarming. I almost cried. And when you see the Henry's look on his face and say, well, he did the right thing. And it was just so heartwarming. So, Captain Man, you are a hero. And it's just awesome and amazing. You misspelled a word to let Charlotte win, which was so incredible. But you took the bullet to do the bed, and it was just so sweet. This episode was a 15 out of 10 for me because it was so heartwarming for what he did. And this episode was funny, sweet, amazing. And There's no words to describe this episode. I mean, come on. I just love this episode. This by far overall. But, yeah, so I like this episode so much, and I hope I can do another episode with you next week. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be good. And I love this episode more than anything because it was so heartwarming, and I'm glad that I did this one. So it's one of my favorites. But, yes, I can't wait to do another episode with you next week. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be good. And I hope you like this one as much as I did. So can't wait to do it all again next week. So it's going to be good. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Song of the Week. Okay, Song of the Week is where I share one of my favorite songs to you guys. And that theme is Justin Bieber. I've been a fan of Justin Bieber for 12 years, guys. You heard me, 12. And Justin Bieber, I gotta tell you, he is a man with talent. He's a man of everything. His music got me through some dark stuff during my school days, and I gotta say, his music changed my life. And when every time I go to one of his shows, it's always fun to watch, to be honest with you. That guy is so talented and in so many ways, and I think his music is gonna inspire others, and I'm glad that he took a break from his tour just because he's been doing this since he was 13, and he needs to take a break once in a while, because after he feels better, I cannot wait to see him on tour, just because I miss him and his tour environments. But, Justin, if you're listening to this, I love you, my guy. You're the reason I'm here today. It's because of your music, and without you, I wouldn't be here. So I just want to say thank you, Justin, and I hope you feel better, and I can't wait to see you get back on your feet and doing what you love. So this is for you, and, yeah, it's gonna be great. So, Justin, love you, and thank you for your talent and your music, so it's gonna be fun. So, yeah, so this is a new song that I never heard about. It's called I Feel Funny. And this one is kind of interesting because I don't catch some of my Bieber music, so pardon my language. But, yeah, so I'm going in blind on this one like the rest of you. If you haven't heard this song, don't tell me about it. But if you haven't heard it, I'm going in blind with you guys as well. So I cannot wait to hear the song as well. So it's going to be awesome. So I cannot wait to see what this song is like. And I'm going to be in for a treat, so I'm gonna wait, can't wait to hear the song, and I hope you guys enjoy the song as well, because it's kind of a new music I never heard of, so I cannot wait, so it's gonna be good, and I love it, so it's gonna be amazing. So, yeah. So, Beliebers, if you're a big fan of Justin Bieber, and you're a big fan of his music, you should turn on the speaker on your device so you can dance along, sing along, because if it makes me happy, it makes you happy. So here it is. This is the next song that I chose by Justin Bieber, and it's called I Feel Funny. So, yeah, so let's turn this music up, and let's get this party started, shall we?
Also, this shit dicey. Oh, so dicey. You entice me. Yeah. What's your sign?
What's your sign?
I'm a Pisces.
I'm a Pisces.
Please don't spike me.
Please don't spike me.
Please no fighting.
Please no fighting.
I don't got energy.
No, no.
Please just hype me.
Please just hype me.
Bills on bills.
Bills on bills.
I want to make them.
I want to make them.
All these hearts.
Hearts. Hearts.
I used to break them.
I used to break them.
But I settled down.
I settled down.
Yeah, I found a pocket.
I found a pocket.
I hold the game.
I hold the game.
And I won't drop it.
I won't.
I feel funny.
I feel funny.
I feel funny.
I do, I do.
I feel funny.
I feel funny.
Laugh it up, chuckles.
Laugh it up, chuckles.
I feel funny.
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 Laugh it up, chuckles.
Laugh it up, chuckles.
Justin Bieber, everybody! Ow! Ow, ow, ow! Okay, this song, it was kind of interesting, and wow, this song is, jeez, Justin! Okay, this song is so cheesy, and it's so cute, but I actually love it, because that's Justin's personality, and oh my god, I never heard about a 1 minute song from Justin Bieber in my life, to be honest with you, and this was so funny, so Justin, great job on this one. But yeah, this song was so cute, so amazing, and I have no words for this one because this is the only Justin Bieber song that was a minute long, and I gotta say, Justin, that was funny. That was really cute, unique. Oh my god, that was that was a good one. That was a good one. So if you're a big fan of Justin Bieber like I am, put this song on your playlist. If you want to see something completely out of the ordinary, and I have no words to describe this, but yeah, so put this on your playlist. You'll never be disappointed, and you will thank me later. But yeah, so great job, Justin. I cannot wait for the next song that you do. So it's going to be good, and it's going to be amazing. And yeah, it's going to be awesome. So yeah, so that is the end of the song of the week, and that is the end of my podcast. So before I go, here's some of the other podcasts that you need to follow. If you're going on a Walt Disney World trip in 2022 this holiday season, and if you want to do it safely, and you want to get to hear some of the cast members that this podcast knows, or if you want to hear tips and tricks in each of the parks, you should go to the Mouse Chat Podcast, featuring my niece Noelle and her friends Maddie and Ashley. Again, if you're a Disney nerd, then this is the podcast for you. And also, my friend Kamina, she has two podcasts. That's right. Two podcasts. So the first one is all about horror crime. That's right. All about horror. So if you love horror and if you love crime and if you love both, this podcast is for you. Anything about horror, anything about anything, go listen to that podcast. I'm guaranteed 100%. And her second podcast, it's all about the Dangerverse. That's right. It's called Danger Girl. She talks recaps and recaps Henry Danger and Danger Force episode, but she gives reviews on them as well. So make sure you go support both of her podcasts. That would mean a lot to me. And make sure you go give her a lot of support. And yeah, but she used to have a podcast called Community, where she put two of them into one. But I had a great time with her. But yeah, so she did two podcast episodes with me during those Community days. So if you want to hear the song, what topics that we did of the week, or if you wanted to see what season one episodes of Danger Force that we did, or if you hear what songs that we did of the week, go find Community in the description in my podcast. She's been my co-host for those 2 weeks, which she had Community, and I love her so much, and I'm so glad to call her a fan and a friend. I'm so glad I came across from her on Instagram. So shout out to you, Kamina. You're awesome. You're amazing. So don't give up. I love you, and I can't wait to support you and what you do next. So, yes. So, Kamina, I love you so much. Hope you have a great, fantastic week. I gotta go and enjoy my Thanksgiving week, but I just want to thank you guys for taking the time when you're from the United States, across the pond, and I hope you made your day a little bit brighter with this, and I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for taking the time out of your day, and make sure you take the ease out of your Thanksgiving stuff, and yeah, because this week is about to get crazy, so it's gonna be awesome, it's gonna be good, and yeah, so I hope you have a great week, guys, and may the odds be ever in your favor this week, because this Thanksgiving week is about to get crazy. So I hope you're thankful for everything, and I hope you stay safe out there, guys. So I love you guys so much, and thank you for so much of your time. So yeah, so make sure you go give this podcast a follow. That'd be really, really great. Also, you should follow my podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Also, you should share my podcast on the social media platforms like Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram to get the Man fans to know if they're bored out of their minds or take the ease out of their holiday season or vacation stuff or work or whatever, etc. Or if you're one Henry Danger, Danger Force Entertainment, which is the Henry Danger Universe and the HDU. And I am your girl for that. So, yeah. And also, you should follow my social media platforms. Me on Instagram, which is miss.holland1992, with all of my personal journey. So I just posted 2 photos celebrating Mickey and Minnie's birthday. You should go check those photos out. Make sure you go to give it a comment, like, and share those posts. And wish Mickey and Minnie a very, very happy birthday. You should go check out those photos. That would mean a lot to me. So I just want to say thank you for following me if you follow me on Instagram. So thank you so much. But if you want anything about movies and TV shows or anything else, whatever, it's Marvel, DC, Star Wars, or Paramount Plus shows, or whatever you got, my reviews are there on the Maryland Susan account. So I just posted two photos, one for Black Panther Wakanda Forever, and 1 for the new Black Adam movie. Make sure you go and check those reviews out as well. Make sure you go give it a like, comment, share some photos. That would mean a lot to me if you love the movies as well. So, yeah, that would mean a lot to me. And I just want to say thank you. They're my reviews, so you don't have to agree on everything. But, yeah, make sure, if you love movies and TV shows and everything else, go follow my Mount Susan account. That would mean a lot to me. So thank you so much about that. And I appreciate that. But, yeah. So if you're having trouble finding the podcast, no problem. You could go to my Miss.Holland92 account. If you're following me on Instagram, the link is in my bio over there. And also I have a Twitter, which is just Miss.Norman1992. I have a reviews over there as well. Whatever it's Marvel, DC, Paramount Plus shows, Star Wars shows, whatever, movies and whatsoever. I have a Twitter reviews as well. You should go and check that out. That means a lot to me. And, yeah, my reviews are there as well. You don't have to like them whatsoever, but they're my reviews and they're my opinions. But if you go follow me on Twitter, that would mean a lot to me. And, yeah, make sure you go follow me on Twitter, Miss.Norman1992, and that would mean a lot. So I just want to say thank you. But, yeah, again, if you're having trouble finding the podcast, no problem. If you're following me on Instagram, Miss.Holland92, click on the link in my bio over there. Or if you're following me on my Twitter account, which is Miss.Norman1992, the bio is over there on my link as well. So if you follow me either Twitter or Instagram, click on the link on the bio. So click on the link in my bio. It'll take you straight to my podcast page. The episodes aren't going to be spaced. If you find the podcast provider page, I'm going to give you extra credit for that. So if you go to the podcast provider page, you can go to the podcast provider, whatever you signed up for. Click on that symbol, whatever you find your podcast provider. Just sign in whatsoever. And boom, you have joined the Man Fan family. So, yes, so to the new people who just followed me on the podcast, my job is to make you guys happy and comfortable and trying to make your guys' day. And that's my job, to make you sure I make you happy by the end of the day. And if I did, it means I appreciate you guys. So I just want to say thank you. So sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and I hope it can make you happy. And thank you so much for following, and I really appreciate you. But to the returning followers who followed me, 125,000 of you reached my fifth goal of this podcast. I couldn't be happier when I saw this news, and it was incredible. You guys made my day, and you guys made this podcast possible. But for 2 years straight, you've done the impossible. Just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to each and every one of you who took the time, whenever from across the pond, from the United States. I love you guys so freaking much. And again, like I said in my story, to my two biggest fans, you know who you are. I just want to say thank you so much. You two, you mean a lot to me. I just want to say thank you. But, yeah, to you, the Man fans, the Normanators, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Without you, this wouldn't have been possible, and I would have reached 125,000. So my sixth goal now is to reach 150,000 downloads and plays. So let's go. I'm excited. I'm not going to stop until every episode of Henry Danger and Danger Force is dropped on this platform. Just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. So don't stop downloading. Don't stop playing this podcast. Hope I take the time out of the day to make you smile, and that's my job. Just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm not going to stop until I take the last podcast. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And that means a lot. So keep smiling, keep on believing yourself, and I hope you have a great, fantastic week. So I love you guys, and it means a lot. So thank you so much. But, yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, you should put the post notifications on my stories to get notified new podcast goes up. But, yeah. Again, this has been Marilyn Negron, and this has been your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Now we blow bubbles.
And fight crime.
Feels good.
Bye-bye.